Guests at Brother Francis Shelter in Anchorage keep the place running. They clean the floors and lay out the mats. They wash the blankets and monitor the doors. But they're supported by a cadre of staff who try to keep the place organized and safe. Beyond the entrance to the shelter sits support staff member Amber Grace Ali, who registers guests to make sure they're accounted for. Last month, when I spent a night there, she finished her shift around midnight and chatted with me about why she took a second job at Brother Francis.
As tired as I am, it's good. It's good to be here. It's a humbling experience.
Tell me more about what makes it good.
I guess maybe the instant gratification, you know, like you're actually physically helping people and they appreciate it right off the bat. And you can see it, you can feel it. Yeah, that's the best part, I think.
9 months ago, Grace Ali was bored and needed a distraction from her personal life. So she asked to volunteer at the shelter. Instead, she was hired to work a weekend day shift when only a few people are allowed inside. Brother Francis is an emergency night shelter and only offers limited services during the day. She didn't have to open the doors to people who made her uncomfortable. But then she started working nights during the winter.
The foyer was full right off the bat. Tons of people came in. I mean, and they were drunk, intoxicated, belligerent, angry, violent. And it was like, it just was just overwhelming, I think, more than anything.
Grace Ali says the situation was tense at first because she's only 25 and much younger than most of the guests and the other staff members. And she's never experienced homelessness before, so she was seen as a complete outsider. But she kept working the night shift and building up trust.
You know, we treat them like humans and they respond well because, you know, so many people just yell at them all the time, or they get arrested on the side of the street, or, you know, CSP drags them off, or, and I mean, it's rough. It's the way that they're living is rough.
And she tries to greet everyone with smiles and questions about their day while hiding her own emotions.
I find when we start our shift and we're positive up at the front, then everything else runs a little smoother. I mean, these are our community, they know when you're having a bad day. They can tell any little sign of discomfort on your face, anything, and they just attack it.
That doesn't mean she's perfected her poker face. Grace Ali says she still relies on the program manager to help her process some of her emotions and stress.
Maybe it's the constant need. Someone always needs something, which it's part of the job. We understand it. But, you know, even if it's not, hey, I need a pair of socks, it's like, hey, can I talk to you? And then they come and they pour it out, pour their whole week out.
She listens and feels for them and sometimes goes home crying. But Grace Ali says it's worth it.
I mean, crazy things happen down here, things I never would have imagined in my entire life, just crime and, you know, driving home at night and people falling into the road in front of my car. You know what I mean? Like, it's just insanity, the things that happen. I never in my entire life would have ever imagined that I would do it. And the fact that I make it through it several times a week, it's rewarding. It really is rewarding.
She says, despite the chaos, some of their guests have huge hearts, and it keeps her coming back week after week. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.